I'm Daniel Tyson, and today I'm talking to Andy Furker, who is the Chief Executive Director at Saturn Night Watch, a registered charity supporting and raising awareness for the homeless people within the London Borough of Saturn and surrounding areas.
You know, it's not just about someone being homeless, it's, you know, trying to get into the background of why they're homeless and try and work with them to resolve that.
So if there is someone who has just become homeless and doesn't know what to do, what would you recommend for them?
Well, one of the first things, if anybody's homeless, if they've got a smartphone, Google StreetLink, and on there they can self-refer to StreetLink as being homeless. Like, they add the information of where they are. They try and give a description of themselves. You know, if they've got a mobile number, they can put that on there as well. And it should filter through to the appropriate outreach team for whatever borough they're in. And then the outreach team will come out and find them, verify them as being homeless, and then start the process to try and get them off the street.
Mm-hmm. And what does the process look like?
Self-referrals are normally, the outreach normally goes out within 24 hours. Once they verify them, then they work with the local authority to get them in temporary accommodation until they've looked at the individual case to try and get them in more permanent accommodation.
Okay. Our radio station, Chickie, covers mainly the area of Southwest London. So how would you describe the homeless situation in that particular area?
We've noticed a lot more people hitting the streets recently. You know, especially with the cost of living, you know, more and more people are struggling and they're ended up on the streets. But the numbers of homelessness from last year has gone up quite a lot.
And you mentioned the cost of living crisis. That was my next question. So would you say it largely impacted homelessness?
Yes, I would say so. Mm-hmm. You know, it's largely impacted, but, you know, you have to bear in mind these people come from all walks of life. It could be a marriage breakdown. They could have ended up in addiction, don't know how to get themselves out of it. You know, that's where we give that little bit more personal-centered approach towards it, to try and help with that.
What is, like, the most common case, the most common cause of homelessness?
It could be drugs or alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought so.
And you know, it plays a major impact in it.
Yeah, definitely. So you also work with these people, yeah, that have some addiction?
We do, yes. We do, yeah. I mean, we had a guy came in to us like over three years ago now when we first opened up our centre in Wallington. And he was deep in addiction. He was sleeping rough in the car park of the train station. He came to see us. You know, we let him have a shower, give him clean clothes, food. He was drunk the day he came in, and we said to him, look, come back the next day, try and be sober, and let's see what we can do. And today, he's 3 years, 9 months clean.
Oh, that's amazing.
He's living a good life. He's reconnected with his family. His mum and dad actually came to see us and said thank you for giving him their son back. He also now volunteers with us.
Oh, that's a beautiful story.
So he's able to give, you know, the benefit of his experience, you know, to what it was like for him. And just through giving him that personal centered support, you know, one-on-one support, he is where he is today.
I'm glad to hear that. But there are definitely some cases of people who are struggling to give up on some addiction. So what do you do with these people?
Well, we run a couple of programs in our centre. We run a Positive Steps program where they would work with a peer mentor who will take them through the first three steps of the 12-step program.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would get themselves a sponsor and work the rest of their steps on that program. We also have another program called Recovery Matters, mm-hmm. and that's with a peer mentor who's got several years of sobriety himself, and basically he's given a little bit of tough love to make them the realities of what addictions can do to them. they can get out of it, but for some of them, they just don't know how to.
Exactly. Okay. And now with the weather getting a bit colder, your services for rough sleepers are needed more than ever. But Christmas time is also a very busy period of the year, and it's usually quite difficult to find enough workers or volunteers. So how are you coping with that?
Yeah, we've got quite a good selection of volunteers that work with us. We're lucky, really, because we've got a good team around us. Yes, the colder weather's coming. You know, when the temperature drops, they do activate the severe weather emergency protocol, which then offers the, you know, the individual somewhere off the street while that low temperature's in place. And hopefully we are going to get some colder weather too, so these people can get off the streets.
It's been even estimated there'll be more than 100,000 people spending this Christmas without a home. So, what are you offering for those people?
We're having a Christmas party on the 22nd. So we have the vulnerable plus the homeless come in, and they will get a full Christmas dinner, like Christmas pudding. They get Christmas presents and just have a bit of fun.
That sounds lovely. And what's your plan for the upcoming year, 2024?
We need to try and end homelessness, really. For us as a charity, we started at the back of the train station in Sutton and under a gazebo. We were there, whatever the weather, it didn't matter. And we hated, you know, driving away at the end of the night, leaving these people like standing there wondering what their next move is. I mean, we would like to, you know, try and get a house that we can turn into like a room, say an eight bed house, where if we've got any long term homeless that are struggling to get off the streets, you know, they can live in this house, but they would work a program that they're with their drugs and their alcohol and support for mental health, and 6 months' time that will give them a reference to be able to try and get something in the private sector. I mean, the state of social housing at the moment is crazy. There's more people than there is housing at the moment.
Definitely, and it's very expensive as well. And how is your organization funded, if I may ask?
We got a lottery fund for 3 years. Most of our funding is through fundraising.
Are you organizing some fundraising events this
Yeah,
month?
we do loads of different events, like within the borough. I mean, our fundraise manager's, you know, it's been quite busy for her this year, you know, this year. All different types, you know, quizzes and fairs and all sorts. I mean, we've got our Christmas Star campaign at the moment, which is selling quite fast. We're lucky because we live in a great community and we've got some good people around us that support us to help keep us going.
So, would you say you feel strong support from the local community?
Definitely,
I'm glad
yeah.
to hear that. But still, if some listeners want to get involved and help, what can they do?
They can donate money, they can donate food, clothes, you know, if they want to donate some of their time to come and help,
So there are many options.
yeah, there is many options there.
Okay, that's all from me, all my questions. This was very interesting and valuable. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thanks very much. Thank you.